И нет войне.
Точно нет войны.
No to war was the final statement broadcast on Russia's last independent TV channel, TV Rain. All its employees walked out in protest against what they see as severe government censorship. And in its final seconds on air, it showed this. A nod to Russian history. The Swan Lake Ballet performance was broadcast on state TV in the Soviet era, either at times of political crises or after the death of a leader. It was famously shown in 1991 during the attempted coup that contributed to the end of the Soviet Union. For many here, it's now become a symbol of broken dreams and political instability. TV Rain was founded in 2010 with the motto, "Talk about important things with those who are important to us." Now, after the start of Russia's so-called special military operation in Ukraine, this channel is no longer able to continue because of government interference. On Friday, both houses of parliament passed a new law aimed at targeting media outlets that are accused of spreading fake information. It is now a criminal offense to spread what the government considers misinformation about its military, a crime which could land a journalist in prison for up to 15 years. Members of the Russian government believe this is crucial in protecting the armed forces.
Taking into account the situation that is happening in the media space, all those ID companies, starting from Instagram, let's say, and others are located in the United States of America. It is understandable that they are used as weapons. They are bringing hatred and lies. We must counter it and protect our armed forces.
The hammer of state censors have also targeted one of the most well-known radio stations in the country. Echo of Moscow took to the airwaves in August of 1990, shortly before the fall of the Soviet Union the following year. Its motto, "All significant points of view about events should be presented," no longer appears to apply to journalists in Russia. Tatiana Felgengauer was a journalist working at both TV Rain and Echo of Moscow.
It's terrible. It's a catastrophe, a true catastrophe, an absolutely terrific mistake by Vladimir Putin, who decided to plunge Russia into this, I will say it again, catastrophe. And I'm terribly scared, both for my country and for Ukraine. I'm terribly ashamed in front of Ukrainians. It's incredible for me to realize that the president of my country started this, and I'm afraid that there's nothing good ahead for my country and for me as its citizen.
Russia's independent media are slowly disappearing, accused of falsely depicting the war in Ukraine.
Novaya Gazeta is one of the last independent newspapers here, and its editor, Dmitry Muratov, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize last year, says his paper could be on the verge of shutting down. That's because, according to him, anything that's not propaganda is being eliminated. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.